Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So, Olivia, that was great to hear Tika give her description of it.
It was, and also to be excited for fall in Northeast Georgia.
Exactly. So from a total solar eclipse in Rayburn County to now fall leaves and all those great things that we can do just right up the road from us.
And get some more photos in.
And this just continues, of course, my year of adventure as an OMAG insider. And, you know, I promise everyone I have these dynamic ladies that I want to talk to that are also OMAG insiders as well. And we are definitely having a year of adventure. One thing, really getting to know each other. So I want to share them with everyone else, too, because they're so great. So I have on the phone with me Allison Crotwell, who is also one of the OMAG insiders. So, Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, definitely. Now, I want you to tell everyone, because I've shared many times why I became an O Magazine insider, but what encouraged you or inspired you to become an O Magazine insider?
Well, I can remember being when O Magazine came out, I was one of the first subscribers. And so I've been getting her magazine, for how long has it been out? 15, 17 years.
Yeah.
And just it defining and following me through each phase of my life, like young adulthood, the transition into marriage, and then motherhood. And so it's almost like Oprah has really been with me and helped me evolve personally and professionally. And when I saw the opportunity, I knew that this was a woman who created a magazine that really just helped you figure out how to live your best life. And I thought that I just felt compelled, that I felt like I can share all of the things that I've learned and I can be a part of this brand that she's created and this mission she's created for people in their lives. And so really I felt like it was just a natural call for me. I think that's one of the things I talked about on my application is that, you know, through my personal professional life, and I used to be a therapist, and I can remember using content from her magazine in my group sessions, because what she had to do and say and write about and the people she had in the magazine just offered life-changing ways to think about life. So just very passionate about Oprah and her mission. So that, and then it's her year of adventure. So, you know, right? I mean, life is an adventure, and so I'm owning that adventure this year.
Well, you definitely are living that adventure, because we both went on the O Magazine Holland America cruise to Alaska. So did you have any highlights with that?
You know, my best friend went with me, and we have not traveled alone together, gosh, since we were in college. And just being able to share an experience with her, an adventure with her, with my OMAG Insider tribe family, and then having her there with me too was just, it was just surreal. Mm-hmm. It was surreal just to see how much we had changed and sharing that with each other and an adventure with each other and looking at how much life had changed and then being open to saying, you know what, we're going to go and we're going to do this for ourselves.
Right.
And we're going to feed ourselves with all of the wonderful things that the Oprah Adventure Cruise through Holland America offered. Seeing the world, seeing, you know, part of the world that we can't even fathom, mm-hmm. the beauty of it. It was just a magical thing to share, and just to have someone who's been with you for the good times and the bad times.
Right.
And then meeting our other OMAG insiders that were on the cruise who were also looking and sharing different things about their own lives. I left empowered, and I left with so many seeds that I planted and
that
I'm fostering through our relationships and through the wonderful speakers and experiences we had during the cruise.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, that you just mentioned too about just traveling, you know, how special it was traveling with your best friend.
Yes.
I was there also with my best friend. And
yes.
I don't know if this kind of struck you as it did me, but when Oprah and Gail were on the stage and they were talking about their friendship, I just looked over at my best friend, too, and just kind of thought, you know, how special it was to have this experience with a best friend as the two most world famous best friends were sitting on stage kind of sharing their friendship, you know, the story of their friendship. That was really very special.
I love that you said that. I love that you said that because that's a perspective I didn't even think of, but you're absolutely right. I mean, just, I just love that you said that. Because you're right. I mean, just being there and look the seasons of life and what they've gone through, and then just, you're right, sitting next to you was your best friend, sitting next to me was mine. And I didn't think about it in that perspective. That's I love that.
I know that I thought that really, really made it very special. I've traveled a bit with my best friend. So, Allison, do you have any tips for traveling with a best friend? Because, you know, sometimes we can be best friends, but we may not be the best travel buddies. So do you have any tips for traveling with a best friend that you can share with the listeners?
I would say knowing each other, of course, if you're best friend, that's probably already taken care of. But really being able to know what you want to love and do together, but also being comfortable and okay with not having to do every single thing together. You know, something that I might be slightly more interested or my friend was slightly more interested. So coming together and sharing those things, but also giving each other the love and the space to maybe see something that or do something that was more interesting to the other and being okay with that. Mm-hmm. And but also being okay with exploring something maybe that you aren't as interested in, but you know what? Putting yourself out there and doing it, because you never know what that might lead to or what you might see. Sarah wanted to do an excursion, and I was like, okay, well, we'll do that one. And it was amazing, and I wouldn't have picked to do it. So being open to what each other wants to do, but also knowing that you may want to do some things on your own, but also then sharing it together. So it's almost like there's three different things to keep in mind, so to speak, is the way that I would describe it.
Well, and I think that's a great way to describe it as well. Now, if you guys are just joining me, I'm talking with Allison Crotwell, who is one of my fellow O Magazine insiders.
Yes.
And she's sharing with me all of these great things that she and I have done together, but also some things that she, you know, realized that were very special to her when we were together on the Alaska cruise. Now, Allison, I want to shift gears just a little bit because we're coming down to the end of the segment here. And I want people to also know that you're an Omega Insider, but you have some day-to-day things that you do. Now, you're a digital communications manager, or are you still a therapist? What do you do in your day-to-day life?
So background is mental health therapist, but that has evolved into digital communications, which I always describe as the psychology of social media, the psychology of the digital world. And so day-to-day is a lot of reputation management, making sure that I'm staying on top of the latest trends. But what is fascinating, what I love about it, is the information that is out there at our fingertips and how we can use it personally and professionally, because there's so much compelling, and we know that as OMAG insiders. Just the low-hanging fruit of life and experience everywhere. So when I do work with clients, making sure that I'm strategically creating and using content out there that's creating awareness or promoting a brand.
Now, do you have a website or anything like that that you write with or do anything like that?
You know, that's been one challenge, is that I'm always so focused on clients that I have not done a great job of establishing my own web presence. One of my goals for this year of adventure is to take some time and focus on my own web platform and put some energy into myself. But sometimes we have to take a step back and focus on ourselves too.
Well, I think that is probably the best advice that you can give to the listeners today, Allison. So thank you so much for coming and joining me today. I really appreciate your taking some time from your busy day to talk with us.
Well, thank you, and I've missed you terribly, and we had an amazing time, and I look forward to our next adventure.
This is Travel Bags with Anita and Frizz. We'll be back in a minute.